relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
When people tell you everything is political today, it's not an exaggeration. The most beautiful thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in life, bringing a new human being into the world, that's been politicized as well. What did Sleepy Creepy call him? He called him Xavier Baccaria. Wasn't that what he called him? Baccaria, the secretary for the Biden administration for Health and Human Services, Xavier Becerra, was in Congress. And they asked him about the Biden administration's new policy regulations and the new word for mother. Please pay attention. Play cut. Video cut 9.
But would you at least admit calling a mom a birthing person could be offensive to some moms, that they don't want to get like a happy birthing person card in May? Or, I mean, can you at least admit that that term itself could be offensive to some moms?
Senator, I'll go back and take a look at the terminology that was used, and I can get back to you. But again, if we're trying to be precise in the language that's used.
Mom's a pretty good word. That's worked for a while, and I think that's pretty precise as well.
Thank you, Senator Langford. It's not birthing person, you insane asylum inmates. It's a mother. Let's talk to somebody who was recommended to me by my former White House colleague, Sean Spicer, because he's got an answer to the insanity of what the left is doing. And he's created a superb new institution. He is the co-founder and CEO of something called Second Vote Advisors. Dan Grant, welcome to America First.
Seb, thank you for having me.
So what is Second Vote Advisors and why did you create it?
The problem that many people are very worried about are companies are woke. Companies are no longer focused on generating a profit or focused on traditional charity, but they're focused on a social justice agenda that hurts their stakeholders. The World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab, is out there saying, hey, companies should be doing good for all stakeholders. And that could mean good for the environment, good for society at large. And that sounds great, but Klaus Schwab's definition of good is not the definition that your listeners would agree with or you and I would agree with. They're asking companies to pursue a social justice agenda.
Like giving millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're working with a software company now that is pursuing pro-abortion activities. You know, their large retailers are telling their customers you can't buy a gun unless you're 21 years old. So what we've done is we've created publicly traded ETFs, securities, that people can buy. And not only are they going to get a great return, but we're going to vote our shares in a way that protects their interests, that protects their First Amendment, Second Amendment rights.
So what is the commonality of this security at Second Vote Advisors? What is the yardstick, the metric for the things that you invest in?
Yeah, so we started a research company about 9 years ago, And we focused on looking at not what a company says, but what they do, what they advocate for, what they spend their money on, their philanthropy, their charity. And then we determine where that company is on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 or 2 basically means they're liberal. 3 is neutral. And a 4 or 5 is conservative. And we have 9 years worth of data. Nobody else has that. And all the banks, asset managers out there are pursuing this environmental social governance. It's the ESG is the largest investment theme in the world. It's got trillions of dollars backing it. So we're saying enough is enough. We're going to use our research to go up against all of these banks, all of these asset managers, and really tell these CEOs to stop doing what they're doing. Stop doing what the left is pressuring them to do. And you have to do it as a shareholder, Seb. I mean, it's great for us to call it out, give it a name, but unless you're a shareholder and hopefully a meaningful shareholder, you know, your voice gets lost. And we're up against some big people with some powerful friends.
So is this just a scorecard, or is this a mechanism for conservatives to support conservative businesses?
Right. So they've got 9 years worth of scorecard, using your terminology, 9 years worth of, hey, this is where you fall on this scale. We are now using it in the real world in a practical way. We created financial securities. They're publicly traded. So we have a fund called EGI. The ticker symbol is EGIS. It's called the Society Defended Fund. And if a company scores at least neutral on the Second Amendment or conservative, they're available to be in our fund. So companies like Dick's Sporting Goods, Walmart, companies that seek to censor or restrict the Second Amendment are not available to be in our funds.
And how many companies do you have in the fund, Dan?
Each fund will have between 50 and 75 companies. Right now we have 2 publicly traded. We're in registration with a 3rd, and we're going to roll out a few more this year.
I don't know why it took so long. This is genius. I want everybody to check these guys out. It's Second, 2ND, secondvoteadvisors.com, secondvoteadvisors.com. The ticker tape symbol for the fund is EGIS, EGIS. Let me ask you, as a man who, you know, is in the world of finance and business, to me, this is sheer insanity. If you go woke, you go broke. If you are going to... If you're going to piss off half of America, at least 74 million Americans, with your policies like Coca-Cola, like Nike, saying, you know, we're into social justice, be more white, you need to have CRT training, it's bad for business. How do the CEOs, Seb's troubled here and he wants Dan to help him out. Mm-hmm. Why are CEOs doing things which are prima facie against the interests of the survival of the company?
Well, I think they're doing it for their own good, to be honest. If you look at the S&P 500, the CEOs of those companies have been vilified for decades as being the poster child for capitalism. And now they get to pursue a left agenda using somebody else's money. You know,
they're going to destroy. People, half the nation is going to say, "Okay, then I'm going to drink Pepsi and not Coke."
Yeah, it's narcissistic, right? I mean, they're not.
But it's bad business.
Yeah, I would agree. But until you have people like you saying something, people like us giving people a mechanism to fight back, there's nothing else out there to do.
All right. Is there anything else people need to know so they can find out more about all this?
No, please, all the information on our funds are on our website, secondvoteadvisors.com. All the documents are there. And we appreciate your support. And Seb, thank you for all you're doing and your voice.
You will be back on this show because I love this. It should have happened years ago. Second Vote Advisors, 2ND, secondvoteadvisors.com. And the ticker tape symbol is EGIS. Genius, genius, genius. And he's Dan Grant. Thank you. And I know where I'm going to invest some of my money if I have a little lying around after I've purchased some more ammunition because, dude, it's expensive. Thank you, Dan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Somebody wants to talk about the insanity of the clip I just showed you is our good friend, loyal listener out in Los Angeles. Let's squeeze him in before our next guest, Brent. Welcome back to America First.
Great American patriot Gorka.
Thank you, my friend. You had a comment about that clip I played.
Yes. Well, first, I wanted to start early to wish you and all of America's righteous fathers a noble and sublime Father's Day. And I'm roused to this by watching the Democrats' deliberate attempt to dehumanize America by divorcing us from the sacred morality of Moses and to honor thy mother and our father and marry us instead to the soulless amorality of Marx. And when they shamelessly identified America's sacred mothers as nothing more than breeders, and by extension, our fathers as nothing more than inseminators, they blatantly disavowed all their pretense to humanity.
Yeah, but it's so nicely put, Brent, but it's not just the Judeo-Christian heritage. It's not just the Mosaic law. It's the truth. There is one type of human that can give birth, and only one, and it is a woman. It truly, I think this, isn't this diabolical, Brent? This perversion of language is diabolical.
It is, but also we have to realize we're human beings. We're not animals to be bred. Right. And that's what they're speaking about. Right. It's Darwinian animalism.
Yeah. Well, look, if you don't believe in God, Brent, what's the other thing you can't believe in? The soul. If you don't believe in the soul, we are just animals. And that's how the left justified the murder of over 100 million human beings who had souls in just the last century. God bless you, Brent. We're going to connect with somebody very excited about this guest as well. A pastor, a black pastor who's fighting CRT. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Listen to Kent from Arkansas. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased. In rainy weather, I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Do it today. You know it makes sense. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Wake up, we have breakfast, and then we usually play some games. And then if you're older, we might have like a Bible study before worship. We worship till lunch, and it's a blast, you know? Everybody's jumping, we're singing. After lunch, we didn't have like free time. We do crafts, we go swimming, we do all that stuff, all that fun stuff. I mean, I love camp. That's why I want to keep coming back.
I love camp, and that's why I wanted to keep coming back. And now he's a counselor at the Angel Tree Summer Camp of the Prison Fellowship for children who've lost their mother or father or both to the prison system. You guys are amazing. We wanted to send 130 kids to the camp. You've already hit 168. Let's make it 200. This is the last day of the Prison Fellowship campaign. Will you make a donation for $200? That's for a whole week for a girl or boy to go to the Angel Tree Camp. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Or call 888-206-2794. 70% of these children end up in prison themselves. Let's break the cycle. You could literally save a life. Call 888-206-2794. $1,000 pays for 5 children, but any amount, $20 makes a difference. Please, it's the last day. Will you donate? SebGorka.com, Angel Tree Banner, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorka.com. When my boss, my real boss, when my muse, Katie, says, you have got to talk to this man, you've got to get him on the show, I have no choice. And this weekend, I started his brand new book, Fault Lines. And then I realized, as usual, of course, she's right. He's the Dean of Theology at the African Christian University, Pastor Vodi Bokum. Welcome to America First.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
So Katie hosted a big seminar, a video seminar with you on the question of critical race theory, which we have been dealing with on America First for a long time, since basically the inception of our radio show. But we've been looking at it as a Marxist concept used in politics and especially used in our schools. And people are starting to push back, parents as well as teachers who've appeared on our show. But your book, Fault Lines, which I recommend to all of our 3 million listeners, has a different subject. It's a great summary of what CRT is and its origins, but you have detailed its pernicious infection of our churches, especially the evangelical faith. How bad is it, and how did it all start?
Yeah, it's bad, and it started a number of ways. I think the first of those ways is that as a culture, we've been inundated with it. You know, critical theory, critical race theory, these are academic theories that have been around for decades, and they've been prevalent in our schools of education and political science, journalism, but especially our schools of education through critical pedagogy. And the overwhelming majority of Christians send their children to government schools.
Yeah,
that means K through 12, 14,000 hours, 14,000 instructional hours. And most of it being inundated and rooted and grounded in this ideology. And so if you bring that together with, you know, things that sound good, like social justice and racial justice and so on and so forth, then it's easy to see how Christians who are all about justice could fall prey to these ideas.
And you make a crucial point that this, they say it's a theory, like, you know, various theories and social science and history and what have you. But you make the distinction in your new book, Fault Lines, that this isn't an intellectual exercise. This isn't some intellectual theory. This is a worldview. Could you unpack that for our listeners?
Well, actually, if you're familiar with the literature in, you know, the so-called grievance studies, then you understand when people talk about critical theory, critical race theory, critical pedagogy theory, that word theory in their literature means worldview. It's incredibly deceptive the way they use terms that seem innocuous, but they actually tell you a great deal if you bother to look into the literature, which most people don't, because it's obscure and often terribly written. But now it's here in full view for all of us. And it has all of the markings of a worldview. Our ultimate understanding about why things are the way they are. So it's clear, both from the terminology that they use and from their main key elements and principles, that this is a worldview and not just a tool.
We're talking to the Dean of Theology of the African Christian University. He is the author of Fault Lines, Pastor Vodi Bokum. Pastor Bokum, will you explain to us what's wrong with critical race theory and why, at its heart, it is a deeply, not unchristian, but anti-Christian worldview?
Well, the main tenets of critical race theory, just the first two, the first one is that racism is normal, that it's normative, that it's essentially everywhere. It's that doctrine of original sin, right? But then the second principle is that white people are incapable of righteous actions in the area of race unless their interests converge with people of color. So you have original sin and you have total depravity. Their third principle is the principle of basically like anti-liberalism. They reject ideas like meritocracy and objectivity and enlightenment rationalism. And then the last one is the idea that knowledge is socially constructed, that there is no objective knowledge. And that because of that, the oppressor, which is, you know, white, male, heterosexual, cisgendered, Christian, so on and so forth, has used their version of knowledge to oppress people. So the way that we get around that is through listening to and elevating the voices of the oppressed, read people who are non-white, non-Christian, non-male, non-heterosexual, etc., and allowing those voices to offer counter-narratives, narratives and counter-narratives to create new truth and alternative ways of knowing. So this is just, it's an incredibly sinister worldview when you look at those key premises. And this is why whenever something happens, as Robin DiAngelo would say, you don't ask whether racism manifested itself, you ask how, because you assume that it did. It's everywhere. Everything is racist.
And why would church leaders buy into the concept that is antithetical to the Reverend Martin Luther King, that, for example, white Americans are inherently racist?
It's interesting. They're trying to, you know, sort of split the baby, so to speak. On the one hand, they want to say, no, we reject critical race theory. We don't buy into that. But then they use terminology like systemic racism and structural racism, which are terminologies used to explain that first key point of critical race theory. So I don't know that. I mean, many people just don't understand what CRT is, where it comes from, and they're just borrowing terminology.
People do not understand, but they're starting to get it that something is wrong. Understand the threat, the extent, the depth, and the origins. Read the book by Pastor Vadi Bochum, Fault Lines. He's with us for one more segment here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
You heard our previous guest. It's about supporting conservative businesses as well as conservative issues. That's how we push back on the wokearati, on the censorship. One of the most important is, of course, that great American, that truth teller, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Please support him. 25 U.S. corporations are boycotting him for political reasons. Send a message to the fascistic cancel culture left. Go straight to his website. Use my name, and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off his more than 100 incredible line of items, whether it's the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, 51 million sold. His latest sheepskin slippers, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, they're all incredible products, and you're supporting a good man. Call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. We are back with the Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Lusaka, Zambia. He is Pastor Vadi Bochum, and he is the author of an essential new book that explains how dangerous critical race theory is not only to our children and our schools, but to our churches, and that book is Fault Lines. Let me tease you out on the extent and the size of the threat, Pastor Bochum. You use the word fault lines. In the preface to the book, you use the imagery of earthquakes, of massive tectonic shifts. You really think that critical race theory poses a very serious threat to the Christian faith, especially to the evangelical denomination?
Yeah, and we're already seeing it. It's dividing families. It's dividing churches. It's dividing universities and seminaries. It's dividing Christian ministries. You know, this is not a catastrophe that's coming. It's a catastrophe that is now here.
And when it comes to our response, there are, of course, those who think that, the situation is so bad, like a Rondrea, that Christians should just remove themselves, get monastic, hang out in little communities to save their own communities. I find that problematic because we're not here to create a kingdom on earth, but we are here to stand up to those who pervert the truth. So what do you say to those who say it's too late, or we should just sequester ourselves somewhere separately and live our quiet Christian lives?
Yeah, this is not the first time that people have felt like that. This is not the first time that people have said, you know, it's too late. It wasn't then, and Lord willing, it won't be now. We must follow our Lord, who said, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day, because the night is coming when no man can work. There is work to be done. There are people who need to hear the gospel, and they need to hear the clear gospel. And one of my problems with this critical race theory in the church is that it actually subverts the gospel. It preaches something that sounds good and tickles the ears, but it's not the gospel. So we absolutely have work to do, and part of the work that we have to do is to fight things like this. We destroy every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God.
Yeah. You've written a book about it. You speak. You're here in the United States on a speaking tour. What is your message, Pastor Bochum, to those who see themselves as Christian, see themselves as patriot, as inheritors of the Judeo-Christian civilizational tradition, but who just want to keep their head down, don't want to comment, don't want to get their kids in trouble at school if they say something at the PTA meeting or the school board, don't want to say anything about it when somebody raises the topic of Black Lives Matter? What is your response to those Christians and to those Americans?
Well, in addition to what I do as a preacher and as a pastor and as a dean, I'm also a martial artist. And you know what you call a person who's in a fight and doesn't know it?
A loser.
And so I think many Christians are deceived and naive. They think that we can just sort of ignore this. This ideology is at war with us. It is at war with Christ. It is at war with the bride of Christ. It is at war with the gospel. And we have no alternative but to speak to this, to speak against this, and to warn our brothers and sisters about it. Also, not just as Christians, but also as Americans. I'm encouraged as I see people standing up at school board meetings and other places to defend this great country. I'm grateful to have had the privilege of being born here in the greatest republic in the history of the world. And I think it is that. I think it's one of the least racist countries in the world, if not the least racist country in the world. And I think that can be demonstrated. So I think these are some things that are worth fighting for.
Absolutely. I have to ask, as a former judoka, what is your discipline of martial arts?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Ah, very cool. Very hip, very trendy. Don't mess with this, man! Whether it's about exegesis of the Bible or whether it's about martial arts. The book is Fault Lines. He's a pastor, Vodi Bochum. Thank you for giving us a message to fight, to fight, to fight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Practically every day, people send me stuff that's dodgy information from dodgy sites, dodgy links, not real news. And then I disabuse them of that fact. And then they say, but what can I trust? Well, go to our website, SebGorkaStore.com, where you can get information and also America First gear, SebGorka.com and SebGorkaStore.com. Information and America First. Pride. Have pride in the MAGA message. Check out our websites. Bookmark them today. And of course, if you haven't done so, we are minutes away from the final, the deadline for the Angel Tree Summer Camp Program. You've sent 168 children to that Christ-centric camp for children who've lost a mother or father to the prison system. If you haven't, will you do it now? You've got just a few minutes left. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner or call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Please make a donation. $200 pays for a whole week for a girl or boy at the Angel Tree camp. Back to the, well, the crisis that whose name shall not be mentioned. It's the border, of course, and when we talk border, we rely on our experts, especially from the Center for Immigration Studies, Todd Benzman, the author of America's Covert Border War. Todd, it's like the story was memory-holed weeks ago about Yemenis crossing into America illegally who were on the terror watch list. What happened to that story? Did it turn out to be a case of mistaken identity?
No, actually, that is a real story. Yemenis crossed from Mexico into California, got caught in Calexico, two different instances. 2 months apart, 3 months apart, and the CBP press office released an official statement on it, and the statement didn't last very long. It was pulled down, but not for accuracy. That was a real story. Those Yemenis crossed, and they would be in the custody of ICE, and recently we were able to get an update because Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin, far from the southern border, was curious enough to ask FBI Director Chris Wray, for an update. And Wray said there was an active FBI investigation, and so that was the reason he couldn't talk in a public setting. So I was glad to hear that. I was comforted to know that they still had those guys and had a case going.
Yes, but how many other cases like that are there? So the question I want to ask you literally is the man who wrote the book, America's Covert Border War, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. These individuals, so terrorists aren't necessarily very stupid, are they, Todd?
Well, of course not.
Okay, when they see an influx of 190,000 economic immigrants, economic illegals, cross the border in certain highly trafficked places, are they going to cross the border there?
Well, they're going to certainly look at those migrants around them as great camouflage. And they're certainly going to look at what's happening, what those migrants are doing to border control systems ahead of them, meaning overwhelm, overrun, and collapse them. And they're going to see that as a great time and place to cross. That's the way it works.
When my parents escaped a communist dictatorship as true refugees, not economic migrants, they had to stay in a refugee camp and were interrogated, Todd, for weeks on end, 6 weeks of interrogation to convince that counterintelligence professional that they didn't pose a threat to the country that was going to accept them as refugees. Are we doing any of that with the... Can we physically even do that with 190,000 illegals in a month?
No, of course not. I have to take some comfort in the fact that they do appear to be interrogating these two Yemenis that way. And hopefully that they catch the next couple of Yemenis who are on the terror watch list. That is part of America's covert border war. Is called the near war, which is where the FBI goes into the detention facilities and conducts real investigations. And they interview these guys face to face. They get their pocket trash. They found a SIM card hidden in the insole of the shoe of one of them, the guy who was also on the no-fly list, which means that guy is probably very dangerous. And I don't know what else is happening with those Yemenis, but undoubtedly they will be deported after we're finished with them.
As
this,
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, as an individual with a background in intelligence and counterterrorism, I have to ask you, Todd, how concerned are you that this literal open border policy, which will see approximately 2 million or more illegal aliens cross our borders this year, how concerned are you that this could result in terrorist attacks on the U.S. homeland?
Well, I take my cue from the European experience of the last 6 years, when the Europeans experienced a mass migration crisis that collapsed all of their systems, and ISIS purposefully sent trained operatives in among them, posing as war refugees and victims of persecution, and they conducted the Paris attacks and then the Brussels attacks, and one attack after another for 6 years straight. I don't think it'll be quite like that, because all of those immigrants were from Middle Eastern countries, Muslim majority countries with terrorism problems. But we have our share of people from those countries coming through the Darien Gap right now in massive numbers. The May numbers just came out. It's a 700% increase this May over the prior May. It's 40,000 came in from countries well beyond Central America or Spanish-speaking countries, and quite a few of them are coming in from places like Pakistan and Somalia and Syria, Iraq, and the rest of those kind of places.
It's just obvious. If you're a terrorist, you're going to use them as cover. You're going to use those tens, those hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens as cover for your nefarious designs against our nation. He is Todd Benzman, author of America's Covert Border War, fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. Follow him at Benzman Todd on Twitter. Thank you, Todd. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that actually works and that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. People like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Crank it up! I don't want to overdo it because I know those flakes at Media Matters will melt. Zaki Put Slate, how are you?
But it is a war.
It is a war. It's not just a culture war. It is a war for the soul of this nation and for the soul of our civilization. Maybe that could be the title of my next book. The War for the Soul of Our Civilization. Pastor Vodi Bauckham nailed it. Born in Los Angeles, living now in Africa, understanding the threat of critical race theory. Why? Because it's not about race. It's about the truth. Remember the tenet. If you're not familiar, we're going to dedicate the whole of this week's show on Newsmax to critical race theory and its pernicious effect on our lives, our children, and our future. Why is it so dangerous? Because it says there is no such thing as objective truth. Truth is just what the dominant oppressor class states is the truth. That's why the experiential truth of the minority is just as valid. Really? Does gravity work differently if your skin color is darker? Does the speed of light change if you're not white? Of course not. But if you walk down that path, if you follow that route
to believe that there is nothing objective. You are doing the work of the devil. It is quite simple. The trickster, the liar, that's what he wants. They deny the existence of God. Why? Because God is truth. Remember the words of St. John's Gospel. I am the way, the truth, and the light, and the life. That is our God. That is the creator of the universe. And if you believe that, you cannot, whatever your intentions of empathy as a member of the church, you cannot subscribe to this evil ideology that says people have nothing to do except fall into a category of victim or oppressor. It's just un-American, and it's also un-Christian. But it's happening. People are waking up across the nation, not just parents, not just students, but teachers as well. Don't miss it. Set your DVR right now. Sunday, 7 p.m. every Sunday. The Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. repeat. Get the app. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And above all else, especially now when they want to provoke you, stay frosty.